And today's gospel story is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus spoke what we call the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who are persecuted. Giving hope and comfort to the downtrodden, to the sick, to the bereaved, and to those who were being persecuted for believing in their faith. In it he is telling his listeners, and of course as always he's telling us, that it is not always the actual keeping of the law that is important, but rather living according to the spirit of the law. This means that when people do something, they do it not because the law tells them to do it, but they do it because they know it is the right thing to do. So often, people can be guilty of the crimes of the scribes and Pharisees, rigidly keeping the law, but keeping it for all the wrong reasons. And the invitation Christ is issuing to us today is that when we examine our conscience, we do it along the lines of today's gospel. Very often, if we examine our conscience, we look for the actual sins we committed, the ones that happened, and we know how they happened, when they happened, and where they happened. These are the sins outside ourselves. Rarely do we look for the ones inside ourselves, the thoughts, the feelings, the prejudices that are often there all the time and often eating away at our spiritual lives and are in fact sinful, and probably even more sinful than the ones we actually committed. Let me give you an example. People who drive cars always claim that they are good, careful drivers. The bad drivers, of course, are always other drivers. They will ensure that everything is in order. The tax and insurance will be paid up and displayed. The license will be up to date. And the car will be roadworthy. I know people, and I'm sure you know people, who are very conscientious about these, and they boast that they never had an accident in their lives or never lost their no-claim bonus. Now, I know one person who fits into this category. But the minute he gets into his car and switches on the engine, his whole personality changes and he becomes an absolute terror on wheels. Patience and consideration for others disappear. Every other driver on the road is a nuisance and wrong. He curses the slow drivers. He claims nobody dims their lights. And if anyone has the audacity to blow the horn at him and overtake him, well, all I can say is his language would melt the tar on the roads.